It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning. Time once again for a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this fine Saturday?
How about this? I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hope you are too. And it's February already.
Can you believe it? The best news about that is that horrible dry January is now officially over, so hopefully people will be getting back into their cups and enjoying life and not suffering through a cold time of the year without any libations.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, we're a brand new month, the beginning today, and the weather, you know, not bad. I have to say I took advantage of Thursday's 50-degree high and did a little grilling, a little steak
action. Did you?
Yes.
The big question is, did you wear shorts?
No. Just in case my neighbors were looking, you know, I didn't want to deal with that.
But. Downtown, even when it hit up to about 20, I did see a couple guys in shorts, and there was a few joggers with barely a shirt on. So hardy, stoic Minnesotans when it warms up like this. A proper heat wave.
Well, what can we talk about today?
Well, we'll jump the gun a little bit because people have time to prepare, but I thought we'd talk about things to serve at your Super Bowl party coming up. And hopefully we're allowed to say the word, because I know in advertising and things like that, you can't say the word Super Bowl. So if I get anybody in trouble, we'll try to change it over to calling it just the big game, I guess, is what you have to do in print. But maybe on the radio, we could use the word Super Bowl. You might know better than I can.
Yeah, I would be very careful about that. Maybe you can. I can't, but you go
NFL
ahead.
The NFL is pretty powerful, so I'll try to keep it to big game. Right. But we'll just talk about Super Bowl. And, you know, the interesting thing about Super Bowl, it's so fun. You know, most people get together, have 10, 15 people around, and then usually they talk through the game. And then when the commercials come on, everybody gets silent and attentive and watches all the commercials. And the game is almost a sidebar to what's going on, which makes it fun. And you do a quick Google search of, like, you know, what do you serve at a Super Bowl party? Interesting thing comes up, mostly Southwest Tex-Mex type things. Mexican food shows up as your biggest, most popular search. And it makes sense because those are such easy things to do, whether it is, you know, just making a big taco buffet. And that's always fun because as an entertainer, you know, it's easy to do because you can do so much of that beforehand and you have all the chopped and diced vegetables laid out. You do that type of thing. Or you can even, you know, serve a big pot of chili. Again, something you can serve beforehand. And you have it all prepped out so you don't have to do a lot of mad dashing around your kitchen. Interesting thing about that, Denny. Now, doing a little bit of research. So, you know, we might as well, I know it's a wine chat, and we can talk about beers. Do you know what the number one selling beer in the United States of America is right now?
Right now, no. I'd hate to even venture a guess. Is it how can I put this? A lower-end one, maybe?
No. You know, you would think it would be one of the powerhouses like Budweiser or Miller.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, in the last year, what surpassed those big guys was Modelo Especial out of Mexico.
This Mexican
beer has become the number one selling beer in the United States, outflanking, you know, for a couple of years ago, it was amazing that it took over Heineken's spot as the number one import. And now it is the number one selling beer in the United States.
Oh.
And nice thing about it is it's a light Pilsner style, real light beer, real easy to drink. And, you know, it goes so well with all those dishes I was talking about because it's easy, simple, and smooth. A little fact, it's kind of funny. Only in Spanish-speaking countries do they call beer cerveza. Everywhere else in the world, beer, whether it's China, whether it's over in all the different countries in Africa, even Italy, they call it beer or birra or some derivation. But in the Spanish-speaking countries, they call it cerveza. There's a derivative of the cerveza is a derivation of the barleys and the grains that went into making the beer. But everywhere else in the world, they call it beer, except in the Spanish-speaking countries, and it's cerveza. And this Modelo is just a wonderful. They do have a darker version. It's called Negro Modelo. wonderful beer, but you know, it's a great little thing to have. Now, if you're entertaining like that for the Super Bowl, I'd always recommend you have a little bit of a light beer and a little bit of a heavier beer. You know, but one of the local favorites that's Surly Furious, which is a nice, really full, rich beer I'd like to do. But I also like that Modelo because it's a little bit lighter. It's a little bit easier to drink. And when you're watching the game, you want a couple few on doing that. Same thing if you're doing, you know, expanding it. And you just have, you know, the beers are great for the game, but also if you want to do something on, like, the liquor side of things, you probably want to do maybe some margaritas. Interesting thing about a margarita, and I would still recommend this as well, is to do it all in advance. Maybe make a huge pitcher, a big, you know, batch of those margaritas. One tequila I love to put in my margaritas is called Vizon, V-I-Z-O-N. They have a Blanco, they have a Reposado, and Yeho. And when you see those three derivations of tequila, what happens is they age it longer. The Blanco gets little to no oak exposure whatsoever, so it's light and clean. And the older and longer it stays in the barrel, you get the Reposado or the Yeho, and they get a little bit darker and darker. But when you're making those margaritas, if you pre-mix that beforehand, it just makes your life so much easier. You can also control the alcohol levels of that, so maybe your friends, if their team isn't winning, you know, might misbehave, or you can kind of control that. But it's a great way. And that Vizon tequila is a great one, very affordable. Margaritas are always fun to get people in the game because, again, those foods that we're doing seem to be the most popular are the ones you know, from the Southwest and down in Mexico way, enchiladas, things of that nature. You know, if you are doing some wines, I always recommend doing the simpler, easy wines that kind of have a broad approach, whether it's a nice Pinot Noir, like a Fog Mountain Pinot Noir, very delicious. We have another one called Provinera, and the Pinot Noir itself is very easy drinking. It's so universal. Sometimes if you do like a big Cabernet, it could be too much. It could be too big if you do like a heavy Syrah. And you know, so the Pinot Noir, such a great expression. The Provinera has been one really proud of. We brought that in about 4 or 5 years ago out of California. It's just been tearing it up as far as our sales are concerned, but it's an easy drinking. And then on the flip side, for whites, you want something a little bit more approachable, very easy to drink. We have a little Bordeaux called Chateau Lumelac, and it comes from the Bordeaux region. It's a blend, even blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon, so it's a rounder body of wine, easier to approach. You know, we have another one from the Loire Valley called Touraine La Roche, very simple, but that might be a little bit too green and herbaceous for just overall consumption. As you're sitting at your Super Bowl party, you have a big bowl of nachos, that could be a little bit too green, too sharp and acidic to approach at that, but, you know, lovely little one. Also, we have a great Sauvignon Blanc out of California called Vino Robles. Again, really approachable, very easy, and they're simple wines, so you can put heavy chills. So when you're entertaining for that big, I almost said it, Denny, for that big game, you can have all these wines ready and round for everybody to go at. But you could always switch your theme around as well. You know, nowadays, my son had a very good idea when he was thinking about it. Well, you have Kansas City and you also have Philadelphia. Maybe you do some barbecue and then the Philly cheesesteaks because Kansas City is so now we're cooking with gas, right, Denny?
I mean, yes.
A great way to go about it. You know, you could do it that way, and especially with the barbecue, you know, Kansas City is so wonderful. I don't know if you've been to the Great Arches Barbecue, just a treat. I mean, but barbecue, it, literally, I think everybody down there doesn't have blood types. They have barbecue types as far as it's just literally in their blood. It's so good. And you know, the interesting thing, you know, generally speaking, most Kansas City barbecue, especially the sauces, are all tomato-based or ketchup-based. So they are a little bit on the sweet side. And so if you're kind of doing those two battles of the cuisine, you know, the great Kansas City ribs against a Philly's cheesesteak. Now, the Philly cheesesteak, what you kind of have to do with that, again, is maybe cook them in advance, keep them warm in the oven, and slice them up. Because I don't think you want to be like Pat over in East Philly where they're making those sandwiches on the fly for everybody. Again, that's too much work while you're doing the Super Bowl prep. You're getting ready for things. And, of course, if you do some of that barbecue, guess what we would recommend for those barbecue, Denny?
Well, I would guess, and that was going to be my next question, as far as that barbecue, a Malbec.
Give that man a cigar. You are correct, Eddie. We would sit, probably do that Malbec with that because there is still a little bit of spice. You know, it's fitting your stick to your ribs. And a great Malbec, obviously, is one of our favorites, is Aguari Bay, made by the Rothschild Company out of Mendoza. Even though they're originally from France, they have that. But the Aguari Bay is just great. And its big brother, Los Fleches de los Andes, is another one. You know, it's a little bit of a step up. It's a two-stainer. I mean, every time I've had a little bit of that Fleches, the next day my tongue is purple. It looks like I was having a lollipop because it's so rich and intense, but it would go so well with that. Now, the Philly steaks, you know, you have your beef component and all that. Some of them, they sometimes do spicy. Sometimes they're a little bit bland because they're all covered with cheese whiz and things like that. So it's a little bit gushier type thing. That you could probably serve anything with. And or that ice cold Modelo beer we were talking about earlier would probably be something terrific to wash that all down with. But, you know, the world is your oyster when you're planning for the big game. You can do any type of theme of anything. And usually, though, what you kind of, I would say, recommend people to do is focus on something that's easy to make and also a very communal kind of celebration where, you know, people, again, are always kind of standing around, you know, that maybe your sports fanatics are really into the game, but everybody else is just there to have a good time and have a good party. So make it easy on yourself. Like I said, make the margaritas beforehand so they're ready to serve for everybody. Have the beers ice cold and chilled, and then make it simple as far as only a couple few selections of the wines to have, just so you as the entertainer hosting people at the party, it's just easier for you to do and easier for yourself and then easier for cleanup as well.
Good point. And I'm really surprised at what you said about that Modelo being the number one. First of all, a Mexican beer, and they make some great beers. Even the Bohemia, I remember drinking that from time to time. But, yeah, that's a very interesting point. Now, folks are wondering, can I get all these great things at Haskell's?
You are correct, Danny, and you can. We are getting everybody ready for the big game, whether it's cold beers, whether it's margaritas, whether it's your wine selection. We do it all. We'll get you ready for it so you can come in armed with what you're thinking of preparing for that big game, whether it is ribs, whether it is nachos, whether it is chili, and someone at Haskell's will be able to pair it the perfect beverage for your event. You know, we can't cook the food for you, but we can make the event special with all the wines that we have. And with that, we have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends, Haskell's in Minnetonka, Haskell's in St. Paul Highland Village. We also have a Haskell's out in Bloomington at Lowman's Plaza. We have a Haskell's in Excelsior right there in downtown. Unfortunately, you can't see the dog races, but you can still go see, go out there and enjoy the city. We have a Haskell's out in White Bear Lake, Haskell's in Stillwater if you're headed out east. Also, a Haskell's way down in Faribault, right off of 35 if you're headed down south. A Haskell's in Plymouth, and you could always stop by the Haskell's Super Cellar in Maple Grove, where they'll take care of all your needs, anything you have. You'd be amazed at the beer selection up there. And if you can't hit any of that, you can always stop by Haskell's.com 24/7, place your order, and we can even deliver it right to your home.
Fantastic. Some great stuff as usual, Ted. Thanks so much for the great information. Let's do this again next week.
I look forward to it, Denny.
Thanks so much. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.